Yeah. A bit? Late night city lights, you're on my mind.
Yep.
Every moment with you, girl, is like a sweet rewind.
Yeah.
Dancing in the moonlight, hearts intertwined.
Dance.
You and me, a love so true, one of a kind.
Yeah.
When we in bed, I'ma take my time.
My time.
Late night city lights, you're on my mind.
What's up, everybody? It's your host with the most, the man with the plan, MK47, the bit. Welcome to MKUSA, back with another episode, man, you dig? And today we're about to look at this article by People. It's called Brands Cut Ties with Sean Diddy Combs' E-commerce Business After Multiple Sexual Assault Allegations. The rapper has been accused of sexual assault by four different women. Damn. So yeah, People can confirm that the companies are Tessuri, Nudie System, Fubula, and House of Takora. I hope I'm saying that shit right. Have all terminated the partnership with the platform, which first went live over the summer. Combs first made headlines in November when Cassie filed a bombshell lawsuit against him, alleging that the rapper raped and sex trafficked her over the course of an abusive 10 years. Though the lawsuit was resolved to their mutual satisfaction, the following day more women have come forward since then with allegations of abuse, sex trafficking, and gang rape. The statement continued, "Our brand is heavily focused on the empowerment of girls and women in Africa. We know all too well the indelible trauma that women in abusive relationships experience and the uphill battle that women and girls face in breaking that cycle and finding healing. Our hearts go out to Cassandra, Fine, and all other women recovering from this cycle." Hobby Berry, the founder of African jewelry brand Fubula, is an abuse survivor and says that she doesn't believe that Cassie and these other women are lying. Fubula is all about empowering women and girls to be their highest selves and radiate from their inner beauty with beautiful adornments handcrafted in West Africa. She says, "We will not associate with anything or anyone that is counter to our values, regardless of the potential for financial gain, abuse of any kind, emotional, physical, sexual, or psychological, is devastating." Suri, I hope I'm saying that right if I'm botching the name, but a luxury skincare company issued a similar statement about its decision to terminate the relationship with Empower Global. "As a woman-owned and led company, we do not and will not linger in a gray area about mistreatment of women. Additionally, from a business standpoint, Empower Global did not elevate sales or maintain communication. Severing this partnership is a collective business and personal decision." Shortly after the third woman came forward about her alleged assault by Combs, the Hip Hop TV Network Revolt, which Combs co-founded with Andy Suchin in 2013, released a statement via social media announcing that Combs will no longer serve as the network's chairman. A representative for the rapper told People the move was only temporary. All I got to say is, damn, brother. God damn, shit is not looking good for your boy Diddy, Puffy, King Combs, whatever the fuck he go by nowadays. No, I'm tripping. King Combs is his son, right? that's my bad. But whatever you call him, shit is not good for this dude, man. I don't know how he gonna get out of this. All right, what you guys think of this situation with Diddy? Is he gonna beat the case or is he gonna do the time? I think he most likely gonna do the time. I don't know how he gonna get past all this. But make sure you guys follow me on social media. Links in the description down below. Rate this podcast 5 stars on Spotify and Apple. And I'm out this thing. Deuces.